Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lavinia. Thanks for having me.
Yes,
here.
Thank you for coming by. So we have here Paul Fenton. Do you have job title or job description?
Avalanche technician, independent mountain guide, extreme adventure guide, easy adventure guide.
What would you like to tell our audience?
Basically, I think I'm here on the premise of just, you know, giving some information about avalanche safety tips. Avalanches are common here. In the last 21 years of observations and data collection and interviewing people that have triggered them and seen them, and with trees destroyed, big ones, small ones, they're a constant every season here, from, you know, the first snows to the last. I think when you're traveling out there, to have knowledge and an awareness of Mother Nature and what she's capable of naturally, and then to assess that risk you're taking on behalf of yourself and others on a regular basis, and even doing everything right out there, things are still going to happen, and basically be as prepared as possible. Knowledge, experience, and education.
So if people are traveling in and around Nain or out of Nain, what should they be taking just in case if there was anything like an avalanche, or if they were maybe stuck or?
Sure. Some very basic equipment with respect to avalanches. A shovel is great to have, but you also need a probe. And it can be an improvised probe. They're making new ones now that are specific, they're quick, because in an avalanche situation, time is life. So companion rescue is basically, in my experience, mandatory. By the time organized rescue gets on scene, potentially it can be too late, unless you're extremely lucky. So companion rescue, if you're by yourself, contingency plan, route finding, know your routes. Avalanches, if they're down, your weather, the layers in your snowpack, strong layers over weak layers, cruising through the trees and level terrain away from slopes, and you get that what I call running thunder, where you have a collapse of the snowpack and it triggers it and the trees shake. That's a strong indication of instability. So chances are you're going to find that on wind-loaded slopes. And also have additional survival gear so that not only yourself, if you're off and you run into a party that needs your assistance and they don't have shovels, probes, you always want to kind of be thinking about preservation of life in that direction as well. You know, so what can I do for myself? But just as importantly, what can I do for others if called upon? And to practice. You know, if you have alternate routes, so if you're seeing natural avalanches or you get that running thunder through the trees or just after storms and you get a lot of wind that's building wind slab or wind deposit snow that's building up, pretty much guarantee that there's weak layers in that. Avoid, you know, or ask the question, can this wait? Can I wait this out and wait for maybe a better day or find an alternate route around? So food, communication system, so you can call for organized help if possible. Or if you're traveling with more than one person can stay put and assist the others can go for help.
What is a probe?
A probe, basically, it's an extended stick made of aluminum tubular with a wire in it, and the professionally made ones, commercially available, and they can quickly be assembled, and they come in different lengths. My favorite length for here is a 3.20 meter probe because of train traps, but also for measuring things that need to be measured when I'm doing stability tests and collecting data and just trying to find those weak layers. That's the quickest thing you do, is like put a probe down. You're going to feel what's there, I mean, right to the ground, usually. Mm-hmm. But you can improvise. Local hardware store chimney sweeps can be used. You can modify those so they can work fairly quickly. And they can be used just for route finding, you know. And a shovel that's a dependable shovel. They make small ones now. I brought some here today I can show you that are fairly inexpensive. As technology gets better and there's more people making this avalanche safety gear out there, you can get some pretty good deals if you shop around online. 21 seasons of experience here, so observations. I've divided, you see my zone chart there, and I've put out advisories for a sustained period of time and observed how you know, people still use slopes and within viewing point of Nain Hill and the surrounding area, including Blowhole, and when advisors are, when they're not out. Well, a lot has changed. Technology of snow machines. When I first started climbing back in the early 80s, you know, you'd see snow machines in the backcountries in the big mountains. And rarely would you see someone trying to, what they called then, hammerheading up a couloir, which is a chute below a run of zone for big avalanches at the base of ice and climbs. And nowadays, they're gunning up past you, you know, so they have the ability to climb. And it's become, you know, an extreme sport.
In your 21 years, would you know how many avalanches occurred in Nain?
Certainly got that recorded. And you're looking for weather footprints, fingerprints that produce events. And we live in a deadly sparse area when it comes to weather data, so you work with what you have. And also human triggered events. People of Nain have been incredible over the years. Our guys on our SAR team, rangers and regular community members of the RCMP, of giving me information in places they're traveling, what they're seeing compared to what you see just generally around Nain. So it's like long range, which is very important. I've discovered human triggered events that haven't been reported, and right, I've had a hard look at 79 human triggered events. Okay, but there's more, and that does not include avalanches I've dropped while doing stability tests.
So when you're up on the hills, what do you do?
There's a number of things I do. If there's a human triggered event, I'm collecting that data. If it's a natural event, I'm collecting that data. So it's photographed from a distance, monitoring to hill before and after each storm cycle, and then monitoring it within a certain period of time, weather permitting, every day, of when people are getting on the slopes after a big storm, the high markers are hitting it, and when people are out just recreating. If there's an event down, that event gets mapped. Okay, so in other words, and then I'm looking for what caused it, right? So it's a natural event, but what caused it? And so you do snow profiles, you go down through the layers. Usually I'll go to the ground. Sometimes I won't. And each of those zones, on that zone map, and for listeners, you're looking at a panoramic shot of the hills on the north side of Trouser all the way to the above the airstrip and a little bit beyond there.
So there are 12 zones you mapped out on Nain Hill from Trousers to the Dome. Each zone is more frequent, like, would you know?
Absolutely. That's how the zone chart, I designed the zone chart, was observed it to see the frequency within each month of what released and what caused it. And it shape shifts all the time depending on the wind loading, the weather, the layers. So that's based on the highest cluster of events in one particular area on those slopes. So to be honest with you, I've seen everything go multiple times. And yes, there are areas directly behind Nain proper from what I call Tower Bowl, but more importantly, from Tower Bowl all the way to above the airstrip. And then a little zone two, which is up behind the JS Center, which has a frequency of going as well. And there's been several human-triggered events there over the years.
Would you like to add anything else, Paul?
No, I just want to thank people that have contributed over the years and that are continuing to help with information. Information is key. It's a lot to expect from people. You come back from a long trip. The last thing you want to do is be on the phone with me. You know, I've seen an avalanche here, there, wherever. But even a couple of seconds, you don't need to talk. Call me and say, I've seen this here, because it goes into formulating how severe the risk potentially can be and how long that's lasting and how far reaching that is. So I just want to thank people for that, and please continue.
So how can they get a hold of you if they need to?
Just call the house. There's two lines there. Hit one of the answer machines. If you see me on the road shopping, whatever, in the hills, you know, holler at me.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to thank you, Paul, for coming by to the studio today to give our audience some information about avalanche safety.
I really thank you for the opportunity. It's a great opportunity.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lavinia ulko hatte khayo parlemik apigit lo sona mik nalo sier ne khaudi tsigoma mangan parleki uyuk piloto mik khaudi tsigoma vonga sulo apotik situ sugo mat khakhani tamari simali lo 21 anek yar nik tamani 9 minini khaw sauti simali gakket ammalo katitsu simalluit inunnilo apitsu hattamilunga situnnik pitutigillo khawye mammatalo takusemallutillo ammalo napattuit sito fyohattamuta idangit angiyut idangit mikinit sawgalattilu yari tamallo sakkihattamattamanna sibullepaamik khannepa khatillu namutuinnalo aullakhattatuit khawye mamma mimata amma tamanna sakkisungunninganing nigunnaganilo tamanna sakkisungutlu labena peginiattilugo Solo ini namoto inak Allah hatamada tamani nainemi sunamik pannai utikare khasemajut sauva nani tu inak situnnik sakhiga jappan halike uyuk makuninga uluak pitakare yut sauga luat solo puakhetinnik sunat seagang ulatana tayanga prob imma kha kamauti ugalwa ammalo ila khareak sule piulini atto khare khasun khattamatta kolo khini yattit ikajottilu inuto angullo tillo awla semagaya patapannai uti khare khaitsainaria khaju akkhotinikkamat sealutik ilangelli makwata ko okhautiki jangit khallunate tot immahatu kisatta uluan yatto galwa anuge mollo mauchati tausung mata nani tuinna piluattu mille majukhani Sulu takuga yagutsi kinamekkeak ikajottau gealimik ikajollu gillu. Situunne millu takuga yagutsi hauditsilu ammalutu saattau suugumat situunne ujuk aulasi mallunni kallu valaa juu suugum. Kamatsi alu silu tusaga yagutsi tamanna kallu valaa niu juu jaa juu. Asia ugea ngak inga halusi. Laveine apikin jatluku sun augalu ammangata takua probi teikhau jangit. Palekki yuktaanna kuuna takijuk khijuk aluminammi sajami pitalik vaijalik sanajau hataju idisimallaki juujunnut takiningi takijuuti taugea suunglutillu taanna pitakijaga taimaitami pitakagama takinilimmik 3.2 meterimming taanna li atuhatataka suulu uutuutikilluku hanuk ititikimmanga aputti Pisiniattau suunuku ataakkua ufalutikki saari jaulutik. Taavatu alli puahitit atsatau jutsain. Tuonti vanna ninlu jaarini tamanna hausautikisi malikakku. Tamakkuningalu atullunga taikkaujani probimi. Piluottumili tamani näin juhakkangani ammalu natsaalumi. Taavatu alli makua uhautikki luottangit. Tukisiat saarani kaujamat saarani lu. Indutituutikiangit pijakiakutijutsua. Lavinaa pikinneamme tillogo. Tamani simalikavit tuonti vananik jaarinik, khatsinik situunjurnik, haujimalik hiit tamani pisimarnik nainimi. Paalikki ujuk, tamakkuan kuatusa simaltaka haujusluvillu 79 luovu. Situunnik inunnut pikiasit tausimajun. Unuttu kella uvivut, sulimakkoa katitsu kella jakka. Suullu imminik situugeasi simajuit ammalu inunnut pigeasi tausimajuujuit. Tamakkua ilangi valluuvut taapatolle amma kamarimissimamme jakka näin jo kakangadi tunuani tai jojomi tauvabu. Tai kunga mifimutikillu amma tunuani jyrimiä silit nunaliujuit katifiehatta jangani pivallia miju. Lavina apikin jatluku sunna realtinam ilatsike omamimangat. Ila suullu huakkaualuaga mahallunaati tunnikin jangin nukua. Ilangin nut unuttunut tukisittaun egalu ammata. Paalli avkaajuk. Hauditsikumat yinnakun nakummiilukillu innuittamaani ukkunani jaarini tamaani simalinnini. Ikajusimammata hauditsillu tillu tamanna anginippauman hauditsit. Ammalu ukaalafi ukattalanga hauditoppata. Naniukkuumangat situ takutsau lippata. Naniukkuuduk situ nik sakhilakkuumanga sakhiniakkuumanga luunin. Lavinia pikiniat luunna mut funnika jammangata. Inuit hauditkuluutanna palli. Uhatuinnatuk uvakilunut funnisuut makhuunik funnikakatta. Ilangani funnitukammat. Illumilu hattang nginamani ufiliasimat lunga luunit ilangani. Puunitukakasua hattama nakummi uutiniak.